Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's up? What's happening on a Championship Monday here on the Hoffman Show? We're live on the Team 980. I'm Craig Hoffman. That's Anthony Haney. Except if you're watching on YouTube, then that's Anthony Haney because he's on the opposite side that he's supposed to be on the screen. We tried flipping it, and I hated it, so I flipped it back. All right. Welcome in to the show on a... I think a very interesting Championship Monday. The Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2025 NBA champions, and they are deserving champions, as deserving can be. They are a 68-win behemoth. They had the defining characteristic of the NBA season, which is their depth and defense, just absolutely outstanding, historical, even on the defensive side. And yet, they win a Game 7 that is going to be remembered, like the defining, indelible image, unfortunately, will not be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hitting some specific shot. It will not be Shai or any of his teammates on the podium with the trophy. Maybe you remember a block from Chet Holmgren. Certainly, he was incredible last night. He had 5 of them. None of them any defining moment. Oklahoma City really wins it in a run in the third quarter, not a moment. In some way, the moment from the game that defines Oklahoma City's victory is Rick Carlisle calling timeout. You pick which one in the third quarter. But it's going to be remembered because the indelible, burned-in-your-brain image that you will remember, Game 7, 2025. Oh, man, that was the Halliburton game, wasn't it? That's the game where Tyrese went down with the Achilles and he instantly knew it. He's the disbelief, the no, as he pounds the ground, leaving the court in inconsolable tears, towel on his head, being carried by one of the league's great vets, James Johnson, and some of the members of the Pacers staff. Him waiting for his teammates, towel still on head or back on head, greeting his teammates in the tunnel after the loss, standing there on crutches. And it's a weird, it leaves us as people who talk about this in a weird place, because you do not want to take away anything from the Thunder. The Thunder are a deserving NBA champion. The Thunder are a team that has everything you want. I don't think people fully appreciate how good Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is, and I would, to an extent, include myself in this. Because it's like, this cute story, like he's scoring a lot of points. This man has averaged 30 points a game for 3 straight years in the NBA. That's one of the great scoring runs of all time. He's the MVP. He just averaged 30.3 points per game in the NBA Finals in a 7-game series where his team needed every ounce of his play. But you're also left with this impossibly to avoid question of like, what happens if Halliburton doesn't get hurt last night? Because Anthony, I talked about it on Friday. In game sevens, they're ugly and stars typically rue the day. And I said, that's a bad sign for Indiana because their star probably isn't up to that task because he's banged up. And if it's going to come down to a star, it seems like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the most likely to have the exact kind of game that he did. Inefficient, but productive. He didn't shoot it well. Made 8 shots. It felt like he made 18. He made 8 shots from the field. Made a ton of free throws. Made 8 shots from the field to get above 30. Again, by the way, 12 assists, 1 turnover. Halliburton-esque, you might say. But it looked like, Anthony, at the beginning of that game, Tyrese Halliburton was going to be that star. The Pacers are leading at halftime, and their second leading scorer, who got hurt 5 minutes into the game, was Tyrese Halliburton. He had 9 points in the game last night. He had 3 threes. And I was like, is he going to have like that game he had against the Knicks where he had 40 points and 15 assists? Is Tyrese Halliburton about to pull this off? And then in a moment, it's gone. In a moment, it's done. And I think to compound that, you have in the third quarter where Oklahoma City is able to pull away, like obviously TJ McConnell, I think it's easy to say, TJ McConnell, his backup is playing extraordinarily well. Like, oh my God, well, they're not even missing him. Like, TJ's got it. But one of the things that I talked about on Friday happened both in the first half to McConnell without Halliburton and then to the Pacers without Halliburton in the third quarter. Even when they are on the floor together and they run a ton of stuff through TJ and say, hey man, go cook. TJ McConnell operates with a life raft, and that life raft is Tyrese Halliburton. If the ball gets too sticky, if the ball gets too stuck, if they lose their pace too much, Tyrese regains control. He starts pushing things. He gets bodies and people moving. They are still the Indiana Pacers. They do not become insert ISO team here. They do not become the Houston Rockets of James Harden's day, except for instead of James Harden, it's TJ McConnell, because Tyrese Halliburton doesn't let them. And the other factor is it changes the defensive matchups, because even if TJ McConnell is on the ball the most, if you were to say, well, we're going to pretend like Tyrese Halliburton doesn't matter as much, he's still Tyrese Halliburton. So if you have, I don't know, let's call him Lou Dort, one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. On the floor, he's guarding Halliburton, and Cason Wallace, or someone who is fine, even in Cason Wallace's case, pretty good defensively, is guarding McConnell, and it's a very different matchup. And so for a guy like McConnell to all of a sudden in that second quarter have to deal with Lou Dort didn't go great. So the second quarter, TJ, not there. Third quarter, he's able to shake loose a little bit, but it in a way was a double-edged sword because no one else touched the ball. Their pace completely died. He was operating without the life raft. And they needed to get others involved. And then when TJ went out, slash the well went dry, a couple of turnovers, no one else is in rhythm. No one else has taken a shot. You have this massive stretch of the game where no Pacer but TJ McConnell scores. I don't even know how many took shots during that. And then the hole widens and widens and widens. Suddenly, it's too big to make up from. They do make some semblance of a fourth quarter run, but they never really threaten again. And that is the end of that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
And so the importance of Halliburton in a third quarter that decides the game, where the Pacers lost their identity, lost their pace, and turned the ball over, I think it was 8 times in the corner, when the guy who defines their pace and somehow operates this high-wire act of an offense that passes the ball all over the place and doesn't turn it over. And he's the guy that handles the ball without turning it over. When that is missing, and that is exactly how Oklahoma City won the game, that is not to say that they couldn't have done something similar with Halliburton, because they did in this series. They turned Halliburton over more than any other team has. That's not to say if Halliburton plays, Indiana wins the championship. It is to say the thing that they were missing is the thing that Halliburton could have provided on a night where he looked like he was locked in and on one. And us as basketball fans getting robbed of the ability to see what happens, to see if Oklahoma City would have said, "We don't care. We're us. We're going to do it anyway." That sucks. And it sucks for us as neutral observers and fans. Nevertheless, does it suck for Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers, who are now not only left empty-handed or whatever, you know, one hand is empty. They have the Eastern Conference title, and that's not nothing. This team should be celebrated in Indianapolis and in Indiana for as long as they live. This was a team that you should be proud of. If you're a Pacers fan, this was a team that was so much fun to watch, that I, as someone who picked Oklahoma City and enjoys being right in those predictions, I had no problem rooting for Indiana, and it wasn't something that I thought I would do. I really like this Oklahoma City team too. I'm really thrilled for them. And frankly, I'm also thrilled for some of the local folks that were involved in building parts of it, especially Will Dawkins played a huge role in building that team. Though Sam Presti gets the obvious most credit. But I just found myself rooting for the Pacers. I loved what they meant for basketball. And so if it sucks for us, I can't imagine how much it sucks for them, how painful it is for them. They should be proud of themselves. They should hold their heads high. They competed with a Goliath in this Thunder team. And you're just kind of left asking, what if, even though there's no doubt that the defining team, the best team in 2024-2025 NBA is the Oklahoma City Thunder, led by the best and defining player of the 24-25 season, regular season, and playoffs in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Worthy champions, wear the crown, you deserve it. And as we go here, we can talk about their ability to continue this going forward, which is, as you've likely heard, as well set up as you can possibly be in the modern NBA. But what does that actually mean? That's where I think I diverge a little bit from some of the consensus. But we will get into that as we go. I want Anthony's thoughts on this game. We'll get them and dive more into the game itself as opposed to the big picture conclusion. Next, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.